AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. In Washington, where the Senate is supposed to vote on a health care bill this week, but some Republicans are pushing back against their own party's bill. AP correspondent Shelley Adler hears the grumbling here in Washington.
Well, President Trump says he doesn't think congressional Republicans are, quote, that far off on passing a health overhaul. Maine Susan Collins needs some convincing.
I want to wait to see the CBO analysis, but I have very serious concerns about the bill.
Then there's Republican Rand Paul, who says insurance premiums only go in one direction.
It's a false sort of overpromising to say, oh, yeah, insurance premiums are going to go down, but we're keeping 10 of the 12 mandates that cause the prices to go up. It's a foolish notion to promise something you can't provide.
Both Collins and Paul appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
And watch for this potential game changer today. There are whispers that Justice Anthony Kennedy may announce his retirement. This would give President Trump another Supreme Court nominee. 1,500 people have been evacuated from their homes near the resort town of Brian Head, Utah, because of a wildfire. Brian Cottom is with the Forestry Division.
I feel for the folks that have been put out of their homes, but the stories here are miraculous. It's outstanding what our firefighters have done. They've saved a lot more than have been burned.
He talked to KSL-TV. North of Los Angeles in Santa Clarita, California, a wildfire broke out after a car crashed on a freeway. Nearby homes had to be evacuated. Takata, the Japanese company that made those faulty airbag inflators, has filed for bankruptcy protection. At least 16 deaths have been linked to the airbag inflators. Takata's been overwhelmed by lawsuits and recall costs. This is AP Radio News. The new Transformers movie is tops at the weekend box office. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
So is this a kidnapping or her first Transformer experience?
It's both, really.
Transformers The Last Knight is the fifth installment in the series, but it scored a franchise-low domestic debut with an estimated $43.5 million in ticket sales over the weekend. Still, it's a big hit overseas, especially in China, where it's earned more than $123 million. Cars 3 and Wonder Woman tied for second place, both earning more than $25 million. I'm Ben Thomas.
Britain's Prince Harry says at one point he wanted to give up his princely title and live like a commoner. But he says he decided to stay in the royal family orbit and work out a role for himself out of loyalty to his grandmother, Queen Elizabeth. Harry is fifth in line to the throne. He spoke to the Daily Mail newspaper. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.